Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us tonight. It is Wednesday night, and if you ain't in church, you better be in church tonight with us. And we welcome all of our friends from all the way around the world, wherever you might be. And I was looking on there again, and we have, I forget how many nations. I didn't remember. I didn't count. But it looks like all the same nations we've had is there. And so we welcome all y'all. And hey, look at here. It is 7 June 2023. Let that sink in for a minute. It is the 7th day of June of 2023. I don't know about some of y'all old folk we have. But in 1977, a man wrote a book, 77 Reasons Jesus Was Coming in 77. And I didn't read the book. I just listened to somebody talk who read the book. And I thought for sure he was coming in 77. And then I didn't know how to act when he didn't come in 77, except, well, that guy must not have known what he's talking about at all. And so here we are in 2023. Do you know how many years later 2023 is from 77? A long time. And here we are. But wow, the stage is set, guys. What's going on in the day we live? I don't know if y'all heard it, but I'm going to tell it to you. Because, because it must be said. Judge Jeannie Pierrot from Fox News was going to be on the next Flashpoint Live with Brother Gene at a church in Ohio. And Fox News actually told her she couldn't come. And what they're saying is, well, it'd be a shame to watch Fox News go broke. But guess what? If you go woke, you go broke. And Father, in Jesus' name, help the executives to wake up, not make such a dumb decision. But if they don't, help America stand up and do the right thing. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, tonight, part two of faith, foundations of faith and Christianity, which was our title last night. Yesterday, I saw this video of Reinhard Bonnke, one of the greatest apostles to Africa in our day. Man literally had 1.5 million people in one crusade. You know how big of a field you got to have for 1.5 million folks? That's a big field. And so this message is God can use you. Now, you might not go to Africa and have 1.5 million folks in a crusade. I'll give you that. However, God wants to use you because he needs your words that come off your mouth. Speak so the angelic hosts can get involved and get things done in Jesus' mighty name. So tonight's message is coming to you live. Well, not really live, but it's coming to you live. I mean, it's not really live, but I'll get it right. It's coming to you. I don't even know where it's coming from. But this is a message called God can use you. God can use you. We'll be back with you here in a little bit. As soon as he is finished. Now, if there should be no problem with us sharing this. However, there is, let's know. And then I got two Bibles. I got a Thompson chain right here, and I got a Thompson chain right here. I got my phone here, got a tablet here, and a computer there. We're ready to study the Word. So, Father, in Jesus' name, bless each and one of my brothers and sisters tonight, wherever they may be, and anyone who will see this message in the future. We receive the gift. This is so amazing. We receive the gift that is Reinhard Bonnke on this recording, even though he's in heaven. What a powerful statement. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. You're going to love this. Looks like the video is a little fuzzy, so don't keep trying to focus your camera or your phone in. You know, like we used to do on the backside of the TV, yeah. Work them two knobs trying to make it focus better. Here we go.
I want you. What? Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. These are the foolish things of apostles. Doing things that you can do for today. No, no, no.
My goodness.
Yeah, amen. Wow.
need to help. You may not let you out. In the name of Jesus.
How many of you are like me? Oh, there's another message on the same place that's going to follow that one?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Did anybody say that? Mm-hmm. You know? So I thought maybe I'd just look and see. There's one here in the link, so. Oh, that's the name of the book. Even Greater. There it is. It's right in the link. All right. Wow. That's awesome. Well, my. Don't you just wish. No, we're not going to say that. In the name of Jesus, bring us part two from the evening service. How's that?
Amen.
Does that work?
Yep.
That's how it usually works, right? Now, I know you're all like, well, Pastor, we don't have to see what you're looking at. So just let us see you. All right, here we go. Stop the share. Now, That was such a good message. I'm just going to leave it alone. And let's receive communion. And then let's be done. Give me just a minute here. Let me check something. What a powerful message. I there's so many different statements he made in there that we are going to find what that part two is for the evening message, and we will bring it to you because it is probably one of the greatest messages of the simplicity of faith we just heard.
Yeah.
God said to him when he first shows up in the nation, I want you to preach in that stadium. And the pastor had how many people in his church? 40 people? And they did not wait. They went. Forgive us, Father, for waiting. We're now going to call wait a familiar spirit that must be crushed. I like what he said. If you read this, it'll get you right up out of your chair. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, here we go. We receive communion here every night. In one way or another, but mostly in one way. And we want you to be a part of it with us. Now, there's a lot of talk about communion right now. And I saw the other day a report from Lou Engel about a communion service somewhere because he grabbed a hold of the book by Benny Johnson about communion and said, I must have this book. And she anointed him with oil and prayed over him before she went across into heaven to carry the mantle of communion and bring it back alive. Yeah, she actually did.
Wow.
And bring it back to life. So, you know, we're not going to say to Lou, you're a couple years behind us. Because I'm a couple decades behind Lou, but anyways, we've been receiving communion here almost every day. Like, we might have missed 5 days out of the last 3 years. But, because it's such a powerful example of what Jesus did. And I'm not going to take time to teach it, but I have a teaching on it. If you want it, text me. I'll get it in your hands. Or just go to YouTube, type it up, Passover, and then my name, Samuel Zay County. And it'll take you back. You'll sooner or later, you'll find it on YouTube. There's a video where we talk about the Passover and Jesus instituting the Passover. Here comes the key. My goodness sakes. Wow. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that. It's just, it's amazing to me. And so what was the Passover to do? The Passover was to be an example that you need the blood of a spotless lamb for the atonement of your sins. And by putting the blood over them that night, the death angel was going to visit every Egyptian home. Well, actually, it was going to visit every home that had that didn't have any blood. There was Egyptians probably that put blood on the doorposts. Mm-hmm. Listen to the Israelites and said, what are you doing? What's going on? You guys are doing something, and I don't want your God killing me. I'd just soon be like you than have him killing me because he's killing everything. And so they did that. The death angel passed through. The firstborn of all the animals, all firstborn of everything died. But for those that had the blood over the door, they didn't die. Well, then Pharaoh turns them loose, lets them go, you know, the whole story. Well, then all the way through the Old Testament, Passover was once a year, and at the first month of the year. It wasn't the Day of Atonement. Is that right? I got my feast all messed up here for some reason. What I'm trying to do. I said I wasn't going to preach, but here I am preaching. Anyways, Jesus took the Passover feast. That's what I'm trying to say. And put it into a piece of bread and a glass of the fruit of the vine. Now, why did he want to do that, Bess? In the Old Testament, they couldn't be filled with God. In the New Testament, you and me, the New Covenant, we actually get to be filled with God. This is an act of worship. This isn't a snack. This is an act of worship. Your body broken, your blood shed. So Jesus took all of the Passover, which was a 24-hour feast, right? It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Passover.
They went for a week once they started celebrating it afterwards, didn't they?
Well,
I think.
Part three of this message will be we actually remember what the Passover is all about. Here comes the heat. I don't know if I'm getting burnt right now for not knowing what I'm supposed to be saying. Or if the angels just laughing, but it's all right. Anyways, Jesus put it down into one process and made it so that you and I can receive the Passover feast every day. We can take part of the Passover feast every day. Let's see if we can find it. I think we did. It's in page 90. Now, why are you saying this, Pastor? Well, because there's a lot of people who they only receive the communion elements on, you know, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and maybe a couple other times during the year, they might receive it only if there's a greater man or woman of God there. But 7 days, sacrifices in the temple. Man, I know I got this here somewhere. I got this book, this powerful book. Well, anyways, the whole purpose of the communion service was the Passover was Jesus giving to them the process that you needed a spotless lamb. And Jesus is the spotless lamb. Jesus lived his whole life and never sinned and then give it to us. Jesus actually said, the glory that you gave me, I have given them. Well, what is that glory? A shining light from heaven? The cloud following you around? Well, that glory is righteousness. Jesus received from the Father righteousness, and he was righteous. You and I received from Jesus righteousness, and it makes us righteous. The last Passover that was ever necessary was when Jesus took it with his disciples. And you remember Brother Terry Mize telling us all about all the feasts and how it all had to come together so that it was the perfect, that week was the perfect week for Jesus to give his life. And it was the feast of the feast and the Passover and the first fruits and the, you know, it was just, I mean, if you studied that one text, that one Facebook post from Terry Myers, man, that would take you a whole semester just to study it all out because it was so powerful. Jesus said to the disciples, I have longed to receive this with you. It was the last one. He was going to walk out of that building on that night, go into that garden and pray, receive the strength, and the ministry of the angels were going to come and minister to him. Amazing. And then he would be carried away. He would be beaten. Like Mary said at the beginning of the program, he humbled himself. Philip. Jesus, it's really good. I hope you are aware of this presence that's in this place. It is amazing. Philippians says he humbled himself to the point of death, even the death of the cross. And of course, Jesus humbled himself so much that as he carried his cross down the Via del Rosa, he literally fell, and he could not get back up to carry his cross the rest of the way. That's what happened. The Roman centurions beat you, and then they gave you your cross and made you carry it to the place where they were going to crucify you. That was part of the torture and the shame. And Jesus had humbled himself so much, he had no more strength to carry that cross any farther. What's that mean? It means he gave everything he had. He was tortured to the worst. He was humbled to the worst. You know, the pictures you and I have in our American life is Jesus has a robe on or something, loincloth. He didn't have no clothes on. He was naked. They beat him naked. When he carried that cross, he was naked as he went through that street. So he put it all right here in these communion elements and said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Well, what's often? Often is a relative. Awesome is a relative. Often is a relative statement because it's up to you what often is. I mean, there's a period of time we were receiving communion two times in one day. Mm-hmm. What? We had people on the East Coast and West Coast. And they both wanted to receive the presence of God. There. I am. Okay. Some people say, Pastor, if you take communion too often, it'll lose its glory. There's a whole lot of men that's eaten 50 or 100 filet mignon steaks. And if you brought one on a plate and offered it to them, it'd be gone in a matter of 5 minutes. But you don't get tired of it. You build your appetite for it.
Yeah.
Right? So the only way you get tired of this is if you let the fiery darts of the enemy that he draws and shoots at you come and say, oh, you just got to do this again, really? And you and I would ever let the enemy say that about the precious blood of Jesus and his body that was broken? No. Make a determination in your heart every time. I am going to fellowship with you, Almighty God, and I am going to enjoy and I am going to receive these wonderful elements that you give. Jesus called it joy. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Isn't it? All right. Here we go. Reinhard Bonnke did good enough. I don't need to re-preach it. 1 Corinthians 11:23. I'm going to read the communion verses. going to lead you in a prayer of salvation. A few minutes of instruction. Excuse me. And then we'll receive our elements. Everything we do is always based very securely on the Word of God, chapter and verse, so that you are building your life on a foundation of God's holy Word. No different tonight. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Here's the process. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. Not me examine you. Not you examine me. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. That is awesome, isn't it? We would not be judged. Now, 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected amongst us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. If you will listen to the preaching and the teaching from this ministry, you'll get very bold. Why? Because this word makes you bold. Listen to Right Out of Monkey. We just studied. There's not an unbold ounce of in him anywhere.
No.
Anyway. What a thought. He got in that bus and rode over there. Got on that bus and rode over there. And got on that bus and rode over there. And got on that bus and rode over there. And then said, well, you know, I need to get out and walk. And walked up to the house of Jeffries. Perfect love cast out fear. It goes with it because there is no fear in God's perfect love. He did it. In Jesus' name. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation. Let's get you born again. We have all of those different statements we make. And I'm remembering right now that I actually have this, so that everybody can actually receive this. No, almost there. Everybody sit tight. Communion prayer. There it is. Pray this prayer of salvation. This, when you get finished praying this prayer, whoops, you'll be right with God, and you'll be walking with God. I'd love to be able to say that. As soon as we're done praying with you, if you pray this prayer, I mean it, God Almighty comes and makes his home within you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ready? Here we go. Did I share the screen? I still did not get that screen shared. There we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, forgiving yourself for me, so that I can be made complete in you every day.
According
to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Welcome. We want you to know that we're glad to have you here with us. Let me stop that share real quick. What just happened to you is your life just changed forever. Now, some people call it a feeling, but it's really not a feeling. It's an impartation. It's actually an experience that's going on. Because you said, Jesus, come in. He said, oh, if that's what you want, he just came in. Well, when Jesus shows up, sin has to go. Fear has to go. Sorrow has to go. Confusion has to go. Has to. Can't stick. Where Jesus shows up, it has to go. And then you have the Holy Spirit in there. We've just prayed, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And Jesus said that he and the Father and the Spirit would come and make their abode on the inside of you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit now. That is amazing. Well, Pastor, I didn't even do anything to deserve it. No. If you do something to deserve it, you won't have it. Because it's by faith through grace. And Paul said, when you receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. I don't have a list of do's and don'ts to give you. Why? It's about being righteous. Jesus gave you his righteousness. You receive it. Now go be righteous. Well, you can't say that. Well, yes, I can. Your mom and dad came together and gave birth to you. And when you were born in that family, you had the family's name, and you didn't even know how to do anything except lay there and scream and wet yourself. But you still carried that family name. You didn't even have to know how. But you carried the family name. Another day comes where you have to learn how to represent the family name with honesty and integrity. And faith. And that's what the kingdom of God is. Welcome aboard. You are now an heir of God. Everything that heaven has is now at your access. You might say, well, I don't understand that. Well, that's what the life of a believer is from this moment till Jesus comes. It's learning how to occupy this earth, how to use all your gifts, talents, abilities to do everything that he needs to get done. And if you like Reinhard Bonnke, go win a whole continent. I think the number was 178 million people were born again through his ministry. 178 million. What did he say? Empty hell and populate heaven. what he did. That is amazing. The presence is just amazing. Now, here's what we're going to do. Make sure you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so that you're notified every time we come live. And send me a question. My email address is. Send me an answer. It don't matter what question you ask. Ask it. Because God's got a good answer for it. And it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Get your communion elements. I'll get the words back up on the screen. And let's receive communion. To some of you, this is going to be the first time you ever received communion. And you're going to do it with a preacher online. I think it's the coolest thing in the world because the enemy said, I'm going to destroy the whole church during COVID. No, he didn't. He made us strong.
Amen. And more
resources. And more resources. Here we go. Pray with me. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body.
And this
juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me for this bread, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive his broken body. Thank you, Father, for your body broken and your blood shed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now, I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption, Christ, and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over, and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let's receive. The blood of Jesus. And now, I told you that I had written a song about the blood of Jesus. So I'm actually going to play it for you now. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm actually going to play it for you now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, the blood of Jesus is my life. Oh, the blood of Jesus washed me white. Oh, the blood of Jesus gives me access to abundant life. Oh, the blood of Jesus is my life. Blood of Jesus is my life. The blood of Jesus, it washed me white. The blood of Jesus, it made me one, made me one. The blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus ransomed me. It paid my debt. Let me go. It's the blood of Jesus working in me. It's the blood of Jesus working in me. It's the blood of Jesus. It's working in me. I don't know what happened, but I wrote this when I was out driving. So
awesome.
I probably had to shift gears or something right there. And somehow my gears and my singing weren't matching, so... But that's a Holy Spirit song. Now, any of you that knows me, it's like, never claimed to be a songwriter. See, what it is if you live every day in his presence, 24/7, as if the Father is right in the room with you, you don't talk about him, you talk to him. Then this just begins to flow out of you. Why? Because the Word of God says he gave you a new song, even praise to your God. It don't matter who you are. You can write a song. Well, I mean, Brother Roger was writing it, right? Remember, Brother Roger, God was giving him songs. That's good. Do it. Why? Because you are a spirit being, and you are in tune with Almighty God. And so when it's, listen. That's why you got to learn where that device is on your phone right there. That voice recorder right there. That. So that when it begins to come, you just record it. Now, wait a minute. That's not polished enough to cut a record. But there's an anointing on that song. I mean, wouldn't it be something to write that the rest of the way out, send it to Charity Gale and have her sing it? Huh? She and her husband are becoming some of my heroes. They're serious. Thank you, Jesus. Anyways, I didn't know it good enough to bring it to you, but it'd be all right.
I thought it was really good.
Amen. And we'll, you know, after Jesus, before Jesus went out into the garden, they sang a hymn. And that what they sang was Psalm 118. So go back and read that and see what it was they were singing. And it's pretty serious. I'm going to go out and suffer right now. And I'm going to be beaten. I'm going to be abused. I'm going to be persecuted. I'm going to be betrayed. And that's what happened. We did it for you in Jesus' name. We got the closing verses. I see Sister Phyllis left us. She had to go do something. God bless you, Phyllis. We love you.
Bless you, please, Rebecca. Thank you. Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen and amen. Now, I'm going to read my closing verses over here. That one is glory, honor, and praise closing verses. This one here is, we're going to get you fixed while you sleep. I love this. I'll tell you what, I've come to a whole new level of pastoring since I found this verse.
Yeah,
because you don't have to worry about it. So brother or sister so-and-so is not getting it. Jesus, your word says whether or not they're getting it, speak to them in the dream. I just got a word for you. God loves you more than I do. Right? I'm an under-shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He loves you more than I do. If you'll give him permission, he'll even invade your sleep. But you got to ask. He only rewards those who diligently seek him. Looky-loos don't get it. Or looky-lens, depends which one you are. Job 33:14, for God may be speaking in one way or another. He is speaking. Matter of fact, he's speaking really loud right now in these last days. And man does not perceive it. Verse 15, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, I say your sleep deep. When slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of man. That's the ears down here. That's not these hat holders. That's this. He opens the ears of man and seals your instruction inside of you. He doesn't give you mine. He gives you yours and he gives me mine. Then, in order to turn you from your deed, and conceal pride from you, that evil deed and pride will take you away from God. And then it says, in order to turn man from his deeds, conceal pride, he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. 25, his flesh shall be young like a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God, and he, God, will delight in him, you. he shall see his face with joy. Look at this. For he, God, restores to man, you and me, his righteousness. His. Hallelujah. Righteousness is what Adam and Eve walked in the garden, to the aid of the fruit of the tree. That was the glory. Doing that. Wonderful night. Got to run. Call you blessed. If you find part two of that Reinhard Bonnke message, make sure you send it to me. Let me say it differently. I beseech all of you, brethren, by the mercies of God, and all grace and all favor, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by God the Father, go looking and find part two of this message that was that night. Get on the comments, ask some questions. We'll find it. Just got to be asleep. We'll take part two in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, Brother Roger, all of our dear friends over there on YouTube, Brother Roger, Sister Rebecca, Sister Phyllis, Sister Sunday, Sister 62nd Lady, get saved. Till we see you again, remember this.
We love you. And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. Bug Talk Radio, we love you. Share this with your family and friends anywhere in the world. Share it with your enemies. It's a good word. Yeah. Jesus' mighty name. See you soon.